Scott, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm freezing my backside off.
Me too.
Tell us a little bit about what the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority is and what you do.
You know, that's one of those misconceived things out there. A lot of people don't know what we do. You know, we operate the city facilities downtown here for entertainment purposes. Everything from whether you're attending a nice wedding reception or the golf show at the Lansing Center, a Lugnuts game, certainly the Lansing City Market. But we also, you know, put our fingers into a few other events downtown like Chili Cook-Off, Common Ground, just to name a few.
All right. Well, business is good, isn't it?
Business is holding its own. You know, I'm really happy to be in Lansing. We're doing pretty well here.
Well, and you are a City of Lansing entity and employee, correct?
Not an employee. We are a quasi-governmental facility. We operate to a board that's appointed by the mayor and approved by council, and that's who I report to. And we're all non-governmental employees.
Scott, I think most folks don't know how big a deal the new facility over at the old water treatment plant is going to be. As someone who has lived in Houston and Atlanta and seen places like the Waterfront District in Baltimore where the fish market is, even if you go over to the Bob in Grand Rapids, that new facility is going to be awesome and is going to draw a lot of folks downtown.
You know, I kind of like to add this in. Last week, I've been working down here for over 10 years now. Last week, I left the Lansing Center. It was getting dark out, and I walked out the back door towards the city market to grab a few things on the way home, and looked across the river, and all the lights were on inside the old water treatment plant. And in my 10 years down here, I had never seen that. And it kind of lit up my face a little bit because I realized, wow, in very short time, we're going to have, you know, 600-plus employees right across that river that are going to be potentially shopping here.
And this is big boy stuff. This is big city stuff when it comes to the shopping and the restaurants and the activity it's going to bring you. A lot of folks end up going to Detroit or over to Grand Rapids, but this is going to give a lot of folks reason to stay here in Lansing. And obviously, when you can bebop around to several different entities and do several different things, that makes you want to stay close to home.
There is a lot happening downtown. It's pretty exciting to see.
All right. Well, before I have you make the introduction for the new manager for the Lansing City Market, what's going to be at the top of your agenda for the rest of December? What's going on with the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority?
Well, we just announced Common Ground 2011 tickets on sale, so that gets us moving. Obviously, the lug nut season is just around the corner. I know it's hard for us on a cold morning to be all, but you know, their ticket sales are on sale as well, and you know, we're moving pretty quick. We've got a good year planned ahead at the Lansing Center, a lot of activities going on, so we're not slowing down. It's not at all complacent around here, and certainly the new city market is just another piece of that.
Well, the Lansing City Market has a new manager. Why don't you introduce him to our audience, Scott?
Sure. Joe Lasowski comes to us. We went out and started looking when John Hooper announced he was resigning and retiring and said, you know, what do we want to look for? And I said, okay, we need somebody with some market experience. We've got a new, brand new market. We need to go to the next level. So that was number one. Number two, I said, I want somebody who's got a positive energy, you know, and certainly our target market beyond the customers that have been coming here a long time is a young professional market. So those three things were kind of put in the spectrum of people we wanted to see. We had a great candidate pool, and Joe stood out. And, you know, we're really excited about it. He was excited to come to Lansing. He had previously worked at the Ludington Farmers Market, and bringing him down here was a great addition to the team.
All right. Let's talk with Joe Lasowski, who is the new manager of the Lansing City Market. Joe, how are you?
Tony, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Take me from high school to now with your background.
Okay. Well, I went to Baker College, got my associate degree in small business management. Following that, I actually transferred to Grand Valley State University, where I got my bachelor's degree in public and nonprofit administration. That's where I really got my roots in wanting to work with small businesses. And, you know, from there went on and started working a little bit in Ludington with their farmers market and was really loving that. But, you know, up north and on the West Coast, it's a seasonal one day a week. So when the opportunity here in Lansing showed up, I just jumped at the chance.
Now, the Lansing City Market, for folks who haven't been there, it's a whole new ball game. It's a brand new building. There's a lot of fun and cool activities there. And some may think, well, that's where you go in the spring and summer and late fall to get your fruits and veggies and baked goods. But it's much more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got fresh fruits and vegetables all year round. The vendors here are real good at trying to get the, you know, most local food that they can get right now. Obviously, with the snow outside, it's hard for them to grow it here in Michigan, but they do their best to keep everything fresh and local, and we've got lots of other good products here.
And when I was down there for the parade, I hadn't been by there, and so I'm walking with a large group of people, and I see some folks in there. And there's a facility in there where they can eat and have some beverages. And it was packed. It looked like they were having a great time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to come in here at night and see everybody having fun with, you know, just the different vendors that are here and coming in. The waterfront restaurant's been a lot of fun at night, so it's always been pretty crowded.
And what plans do you have for the rest of the December? A month as far as activities?
Okay, well, coming up actually this Saturday, December 11th, is our brand new Ye Old Christmas event. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be all day Saturday. We're going to have carolers and wandering musicians, cookie decorating, carriage rides. It's going to be a great time for the entire family.
All right, then, Joe, for people who want more information about that, how do they contact you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They can call me here at the market if it's important, or, you know, if they just have questions. My telephone number is 517-483-7460. Otherwise, all the information should be on our website at LansingCityMarket.com.
All right, Joe, welcome to Lansing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be here.
All right, Scott, thanks a lot for all the information, and we'll be talking with you soon.
You bet, Tony. Thanks again.